Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Imagine this. You've got a team of dedicated customer service reps who handle everything. They take in calls, they manage the client relationships, they quote products, they seal the deals that keep your business running smoothly. They're well paid. You pay them $60,000 a year in salary and then commissions on every deal they close when people call in, either get help and need an upgrade or just to purchase services. One day, you get a letter in the mail. You've been misclassifying your team as exempt from overtime pay under the FLSA. Now you're facing penalties, back pay, and serious legal complications that could hurt your business. This isn't just a hypothetical scenario. It's happening to businesses nationwide. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rami Alagil, your host of the People Processes Podcast. And today we're diving into the critical issue of FLSA compliance for inside sales reps. Stick around as we unpack what you need to know in order to avoid financial risks and maintain a compliant workforce. Before we dive deeper into today's specific topic, let's talk about the differences between exempt and non-exempt employees under the FLSA. I have a lot more videos on this. You can check them out maybe down in the description or some of the links on the cards. Exempt employees are not entitled to overtime pay. They are not required to be paid minimum wage. Instead, they go to some flat amount per week or some other qualifier, and they typically work in executive, administrative, or professional roles. Qualifies exempt both job duties and certain salary levels, as in guaranteed weekly pay, must meet specific criteria. Non-exempt employees are the default. That's what everybody else is. They're entitled to overtime pay when they work more than 40 hours in a work week. They're entitled to minimum wage. This is pretty much all hourly workers, and crucially for today's discussions, some salaried employees, like inside sales reps, who don't meet the duties test for exemption. The First Circuit Court just ruled, this has been the case for a while, but there's a new ruling that really clarifies it, that inside sales representatives are not exempt from the FLSA overtime requirement. This case, it involved a parts distributor that classified its inside sales reps as administrative employees. They said, look, I got a bunch of people, they're on the phone, we get calls in, I got a problem with my part, that's what they handle sometimes, they know all their suppliers, and they get calls and the people go, hey, I need 300 of this widget, okay? The court found their primary duty was to make sales, not administrate a section of the business, okay? So think about an office where you've got some people in answering the phones and taking sales, but also handling customer service. And then you've got your controller over in another room. They're all sitting at a desk. They may all be professionals. They may all be paid a salary. But the ones who are making sales don't meet the administrative exemption criteria. I have a great video on specifically the administrative exemption. So you may want to check that out if you want to know more. This decision and clarification means that businesses need to classify inside sales reps as non-exempt. That means they're eligible for overtime pay. If your business has been operating under the assumption that customer service people who make sales or inside sales reps don't qualify for overtime, this ruling will lead to serious financial and legal consequences for you. So what does this mean for you? Well, if your customer service reps or phones team is routinely or consistently making sales, then they are likely improperly classified as exempt. You could face back pay, in which case you would be ordered to pay overtime hours worked dating back 2 or 3 years. And if you don't have records of when they worked, those numbers are going to be quite large. You'll face penalties for failing to properly compensate employees. That money is due to them 2 years ago. And there's a potential for lawsuits. If employees take action over unpaid overtime, and it's not just about compliance, Reclassifying employees can impact morale and operational efficiency, so you need to handle the transition carefully to avoid upsetting the team while staying within those legal boundaries. All right, so what do you need to do? One, conduct a classification audit. Review all employee classifications within your business, especially those of phone-based, inside, customer service, sales rep. Anyone involved in sales needs a look if they're taking orders. If their duties are focused primarily on selling, maybe their compensation includes spiffs or some other commission. Or even if they don't, if they're just paid a salary and a lot of what they do is take orders, selling, you need to take a close look at whether or not they are actually able to be qualified as an administrative employee. They are likely not. They're likely a salesperson. If so, they'll need to be reclassified as non-exempt. That makes them eligible for overtime. Calculate in step two how much additional payroll you'll need to budget for if you reclassify your reps. This will help you prepare financially and consider adjustments to the work schedule to manage costs effectively. A lot of times in these positions, they're paid a salary or some base amount with commission or without. And if during your busy season, people work many extra hours over 40, they're entitled to overtime. Step three, communicate those changes to your team. Reclassifying employees from exempt to non-exempt can feel like a demotion for some workers. To avoid resentment, communicate openly with your team about the need for compliance and how it benefits them, including access to overtime pay. Then you need to update your payroll and tracking systems. If you've been treating them as exempt, you may not have a system in place to track their hours. Implement those time tracking tools and update your payroll system to ensure accurate overtime calculations. Remember, just a side note, this is federal. Each state also has its own rules about overtime and minimum salary and some of those, but most of them will follow this. But whether you need to pay them overtime after 8 hours in a day, on their sixth or seventh day in a row in a week, or just over 40 hours in a week, that's all based on what state they're in. Getting your employee classifications wrong isn't just a legal risk. It's a major financial one. FLSA violations can result in significant back pay obligations, penalties, and lawsuits. And let's not forget the reputational damage that comes with being in the spotlight for any sort of labor law violation. Take action now and you can avoid these costly mistakes and ensure your business stays compliant. One of the things we do at my company for our clients is navigate these complex issues. If you have questions or need further assistance, don't hesitate to reach out. You can book a 30-minute consultation with me as long as you are a U.S.-based business with more than 10 employees. And we can just spend that 30-minute consultation talking about employee classification or anything else you want to do. You can also download the FLSA exempt, non-exempt questionnaire today that we have on our website and go through that for your roles and it'll help you figure out where these need to be. Don't forget to subscribe to the People Processes podcast for more insights into HR compliance, best practices, and how to optimize your people operations. Let me wrap it up. Compliance with the FLSA is an ongoing journey. You got to stay proactive and you can protect your business and your team by keeping an eye on this stuff and just complying with the law. Again, if you have questions or need further advice on how to handle employee classification, drop a comment below or get in touch. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, stay proactive, get your work done, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.